Well, good day, my friends. This is Avalon, and I want to welcome you to this episode, season 2, episode 69, Walk and Talk with Avalon, Mindful Motivation, Everyday Inspiration. Well, this episode is dedicated to the solar eclipse, as I am standing underneath it right now. Yes, at this very moment. But it has passed because you can hear the birds again. It was so quiet just a bit ago as the darkness and the lights were so different. And now it's brightened and the birds think it's morning once again. And our video with this inspiration is Calming Boats, Get Ready for Adventure. How exciting. Get ready for adventure. You know, it's interesting when you talk about times of solar eclipses, lunar eclipses, and how they were superstitious, the people who saw them. Oh, big things are happening. Oh, terrible things are going to happen. Oh, those that be, the gods and everything, is telling us something. Well, you know what they're telling me? To tell you to get ready for adventure. Because just like a new moon. Yes, it's come. Cross the sun. The sun is back. It's time to get ready for a new adventure. Whatever point it is in your life, whether it's the seasons are changing and your business is ready to take a new direction, or your life and your personal goals are ready to take a new direction, get ready. Start getting ready for anything and everything and get excited. Time to get rid of some old and in with some new. New memories, new excitement, new friends, new family. Do it. I'll ask you, like I've asked you before in other episodes, what are you waiting for? There is no right time, and there will never be a right time. You can schedule things and say, well, I scheduled it and that's the right time, but it isn't necessarily so. Back to the solar eclipse, they didn't know once upon a time when they were going to happen. Some wise star watchers did, but the people didn't in general. And today, we all know because we have technology that tells us. And boom, we pass it on to everybody we know. So, knowing things are going to happen, get ready for them. Take hold of it. Plan your next adventure and get on it. Get doing it. Maybe it's a vacation. Maybe it's a new project. Maybe it's just something for you. Do it. Quit waiting around. Quit letting time pass you by. And quit wasting your time. I'll get around to it. I'll get around to it sometime. Nah. Nah, you won't. If you keep pushing it off, pushing it off, pushing it off. Oh, now my knees hurt, my hips hurt, I'm so tired, I can't do it. Stop making the excuses. Because only you can do it for yourself. Only you can get on to your adventure. Only you can start. Now you can partner up with whomever to get going on this adventure. But your idea child is blooming and growing. Nurture it so it becomes a full-fledged adult. Take it to the next level. Get on and get going for your next adventure. How exciting. Stop being afraid. Stop holding yourself back. Stop making the excuses. Oh yeah, you didn't know it was going to be this kind of mindfulness motivation today, did you? Well, it is. It's time for you to evaluate and get ready. Don't waste your time with the things that aren't going to help you get to this next place. And if it's not going to get you to next place, okay, it's okay. Those things are not right now. Those things can be pushed to the side while you're focusing on the big adventure, while you're focusing on the big steps to take. Yes, we have lots of little steps to take in between, but let's look at the big picture. Let's look at the top of the mountain. Let's look at the finished house. Let's look at the finished product. Where is that? And where do you see yourself in it? Happy, I'm sure. Happy that it's done. Happy to be on top. Check it off your list. That you accomplished it. You did what you set out to do. Yes, because envisioning it will help you get there. So, pull out your notebook. What is the thing? Put it down, jot it down. Maybe there's two or three things. Put them on different pieces of paper. Open up your notes, put them on three different notes. Open your computer, put it in three different documents, and start jotting down what you see for that. For that final goal. And you can have it. I want you to have it. I'm here to cheer you on, to celebrate you, to make sure that it happens. So, get yourself the right supplies. Whether it's human power, brain power, physical supplies, new shoes that can help you get there, make your feet comfortable, and keep you moving forward, then do it. If it's making sure that you're getting enough rest, maybe it's a nap in the middle of the day, maybe it's a full night's sleep, maybe it's only sleeping a few hours here and there and napping in between and getting up and working and going back to sleep, then do it. Do what works best for you. We're all different. And that's okay. Because you're not going to be working on this thing in this adventure forever. It's today is your start date. And at some point, it will be done. But until then, let's get ready. Let's get excited. Let's do the work that it's going to take, and it's going to take a little planning. But my friends, I want you to get ready for whatever it is that you see yourself doing next. Take that first step today. Because there's a sign in the sky that tells you, let's get going. Because by the time the next solar eclipse hits you or the planet at another time, look how far you've come. My friends, I want to thank you for joining me today. And I want to be here to see you succeed. I want to be here to cheer you on. I want to be next to you when you stand up to receive that award. And I'll hold that notebook of your brilliant ideas till you get back and sit back down and hand it right back to you and say, congratulations. I am here for you, my friends. I am one of your tools for your mindfulness, for your motivation, for your inspiration. Get excited and get on that adventure. I am Avalon. This is Walk and Talk with Avalon. Until next time, my friends.